This last weekend was the first Sunday after Epiphany. The religious holiday is more prominent in some cultures than others. Here's an example. A gathering at Wayman AME Church on West Olive in Bloomington was more than a service. It was a Latin American celebration of traditions associated with the Feast of the Epiphany. Correspondent Colleen Reynolds reports on the cross-cultural perspective from three Latin American countries.
Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
That was the traditional part of the service, but before that, church member Kai Ajayi and his daughter Laura's drum call brings the flavor of the Caribbean connecting Epiphany in Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico.
And then after that, it's just one. So it's...
Some traditional service elements seemed untraditional. Take the Agape Dancers and director Lindetta Alsbury's instruction to everyone in the church pews.
Then we'll go back to the beginning, so let's try it. Ready?
Holy, holy, holy.
Featured speaker Jesse Dixon Montgomery is an associate professor of Hispanic Studies at Illinois Wesleyan University. Dixon Montgomery says for 30 years, Cubans could not celebrate Christmas or the Feast of the Epiphany, usually on January 6th. It marks the visit by three kings to bring gifts to the Christ child.
Los Reyes Magos, the wise men who traditionally visited Cuba, did not come bearing gifts because of the government of Fidel Castro's revolution of 1959, which abolished all religious holidays since they were against communist principle.
Dixon Montgomery says the ban on religious celebrations changed after Pope John Paul II visited Cuba. She says children now mostly receive toys from charities because so many live in poverty. In the Dominican Republic, Christmas has become a bigger celebration as expats who fled the revolution and settled in New York and New Jersey return to the island with a more American emphasis on gifts and a big Christmas Eve dinner.
Family members gather together and have great Dominican food, including the roast suckling pig, pasteles, which are like tamales, Mexican tamales, but they're not made out of a corn base, usually plantain, or it could be yam, or it could be yuca.
Dominican children do not receive gifts until the Day of the Kings, January 5th. Children put water and grass under the Christmas tree for the camels as the three kings pass in the night and every child goes to bed. In Puerto Rico, the Christmas season begins in late November with carolers singing barandas, secular songs, as they travel their neighborhood. Dixon Montgomery says the season ends with a big parade and the three wise men traveling the island.
They take their national Reyes caravan across the island starting the first week of January so that they're able to share with everyone the true meaning of Los Reyes, the Epiphany, and of course give gifts to kids all around the island.
Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship together. We thank you for learning about your wise men and how they celebrate in the Caribbean. And God, we just ask that you would bless each and every one that's here today.
In the audience was Bloomington Ward 6 Councilmember Jen Carrillo Gomez. She was born and raised in Mexico City and migrated to the U.S. as a child. Carrillo Gomez says maintaining traditions helps immigrants maintain identity and connection to their roots.
The wisdom and the magic and the rituals of our ancestors are an essential part of who we are, an essential part of our identities, and they are the things that help us make friends into family members and houses into homes and cities and towns into real communities.
Carrillo Gomez thanks church leaders for providing a space to share traditions. She says too often immigrants have to abandon customs when they come to the United States.
Not only do we have to leave our ancestral lands and our families, but we also have to give up parts of ourselves to be able to have a life here. And so it is important that we move with intention and that we create spaces such as this one to begin to share with one another so that we can make ourselves and each other whole in community. I want to encourage us to keep doing this.
Dixon Montgomery agrees events such as the Caribbean Cultural Connection help build important ties.
I think we're at a point now where we just feel people are so different. They're nothing like us. We don't want anything to do with them. They look different. They talk differently. And so I think we need to find some connection between.
Dixon Montgomery has only been in Bloomington Normal for 4 months, arriving from Galesburg, where she taught at Knox College. She says it's been a mostly welcoming community, but she has found subtle racism.
If they never experienced it, things have gotten better. They're not like they used to be in the 60s, and someone told me that. And then when I started recounting different personal incidents, they said, okay, we see the division. We see why people are not quite as happy as we thought they should be. It's not that I have experienced big things. I've experienced some things in subtle ways that make you say, people still aren't coming together. People are still afraid and don't know one another, and they're afraid to reach out.
The longtime teacher embraces any opportunity to raise cultural awareness, even about the Spanish language.
There's also a tendency in our community to label any Spanish speaker either Spanish or Mexican. And I want people to know that there are a lot of Spanish speakers in 22 countries, including the United States. There are a lot all over the world, and they bring valuable traditions and valuable values to the pool. So I would like for more of us to engage in that type of thing, understanding maybe instead of building walls, we can break down some walls.
Dixon Montgomery says, just like a sister city's relationship with a foreign country, exposure to people in this community who don't look or sound like you promotes understanding and an appreciation for the differences and what they bring to the great experiment of a democratic society.
Y'all with me?
I'm Colleen Reynolds.
Epiphany was January 6th.